Ben. Well, I'm glad your family's coming over. Let me just tell you what I've been going through. So my wife, she has decided that she wants to paint our old bedroom. You know, the kids moved out, and then when they moved out, I took over their bedrooms, turned it into one bedroom, and made my ham shack. So our old bedroom is going to be a bedroom for our daughter to stay when she's, you know, home from Christmas, break at college. So she's had me in there painting with, you know, trying to repaint the whole room. And I'm not going to do paint and roller. So I went down there and got a spray gun and told her, well, you tape it off and I'll paint it. And, oh, Gary, I'm a machinist, but I ain't a painter. It looks pretty bad. I don't know what to say, really. It should have took about a gallon and a half of paint, and 4 1/4 gallons later, it still don't look good at all. But I don't know what I did wrong. I don't know. But little bitty fish eyes and spots all over the place. But, you know, I don't know what to tell her other than, hey, I'm not a painter. I just I did all I could do. So I'm going to have to leave it at that. She's been a little bit poochy at me today, but that's okay. But, I don't know why I try to step out of my wheelhouse sometimes, and when I do, it just don't go good.
Used an air sprayer or one of those electric sprayers or whatnot, but if it was air and it's got all them little spots in it, you might have a little water in it. You need to put I don't want to have to tell you that, you know, to put a water filter on there to get the water out of the air line so it won't get into the paint and cause it to do stupid stuff. But you're going to have to tell Miss Anna, like I told my boss. I said, boss wanted me to do some painting around the house, around the workplace. And I looked at him and I said, I don't paint at my house, and I sure ain't going to paint here at work. I said, if all you got for me to do is painting, I'll go home. Of course, you can't say go home, but you can say you can go someplace else. That don't mean it's going to make it any easier on you. I'll put it that way. But you tell Miss Anna if she needs somebody to paint, just give me a call. I'll come over. I'll bring my 4-inch brush, my roller, and we'll go to town.
Here's what happened. So I went down to the shop and got the paint sprayer. And, I was just kind of like, I got this. This ain't no big deal, you know. She had it all taped off, and she says, well, you know, how much paint you think we'll need? I said, well, we've been there about a gallon and a half, maybe. So, I mean, 2 walls, and it's out of paint. So, off to Lowe's to get some more paint. And she stays gone, and stays gone, and stays gone. And finally, she called and says, hey, they don't have any more paint. I've done been to 2 stores, and there's no Lowe's in the district that's got this white paint that she wants on. I don't know what's so special about it. But she said, I got it at a good price, and I'm figuring I'm blaming it on the good price. I'm not blaming it on my skills. Must have been something wrong with the paint. And that might be why nobody else has got any. But, hey, I give it a good shot, man. You know, hey, it's better to, you know, give it a shot than to just not try. So I tried. My daughter's happy with it. That's all that matters to me, I guess. And Anna's happy with it, too. It's just, it just was not a good experience, I guess. But KL4NUE, KL4DOS.
where you eating an NetJI4DOS. Well, here at the house, of course, we haven't painted in several years now, but when we moved in, or when we had the house, you know, when we bought the house, it was all the walls were white. We enjoyed it, more white walls. So she went out and picked out the color she wanted, and I went in and I started painting. And she doesn't like the way I do a roller too well, so I did most of the cutting in, and then she decided she didn't like the way I cut in. I said, okay. I said, well, what do you like as far as me painting? She said, I don't like the way you paint. She said, I'll just paint it myself. And I said, yes, ma'am, and I didn't paint no more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think you and I are probably a lot alike. I think the scarier part of that is I think my wife and Miss Joy are a lot alike, because I don't think neither one of them put up with too much junk from either one of us. I know mine don't. She'll let me know real quick. So she borrowed my truck the other day to go to the antique store up there in North Carolina, some antique store that sells, you know, architectural stuff to put doors up in the new bedroom. So she said, I need to borrow the truck. Well, I'm particular about my truck, you know. I'd say much, but you know, it is a big truck. You know, you have to pay attention when you're driving the thing, because, well, it's just big. So I look out there in the yard, and there's three of her friends that, you know, gonna go up there at the junkyard, and I mean the architectural salvage place, and pick out the doors. And one of them had vinegar for something. I don't know whether they're using the vinegar to clean on the doors or whatever they're gonna look at out there, but evidently one of them spilled a little bit of vinegar in the truck, and it's horrible smelling. I've lost the smell of my new truck. Every time I get in, it smells like vinegar. And I told her the other day when I said, honey, what did y'all spill in the truck? She says, I don't know. And I said, well, how many more times are you going to need to borrow the truck? And she says, as many as I need. And I just said, yes, ma'am. Ain't nothing I could say. Just, you know, just she's not gonna listen to it. But I'm going to try.
4MEV, K3JOY.
I'm in trouble now. K3JOY, this is KO4NUE.
Trouble. I'm just going to tell you why Gary can't paint. He was up doing supposedly the cutting in around the crown molding and painted, you know, this deep taupe color that's in the radio room. He painted that tiny little lip on the bottom of the crown molding the color of the wall instead of leaving it white. And that's when I knew the man does not know how to paint.
Why, KO4RYP. Miss Julie, this is Anna. And I just think that, that our husbands are a lot alike. I don't understand how you could look at crown molding and even think that it should be the same color as the walls. It would not be molding if it were. It would just be wall. So I completely understand why you took that job upon yourself, because sometimes I've found with Chad that it is just better if I do it on my own than to try to explain exactly where the paint stops and the crown molding starts. So I totally get it.
Do believe they're two of a kind, and Gary's laughing so hard he can't catch his breath. He said, boy, we should never have gotten you two together, but I think it was a wonderful gift.
I agree with you.
I turn this back over to the guys. I couldn't resist. It was just too much. So y'all have a great evening. This is K3JOY. I don't know if I'm back to Ned or not, but back to you, Chad.
Elvis. Joey, it's a pleasure to hear you on the radio. After Thanksgiving, I was going to tell Gary and Larry, KK4JBQ, that what I want for Christmas is that I want Miss Joy, K3JOY, and KC4MFK to check in on the net with me for Christmas. That's what I want for my Christmas gift. But you beat me to the punch, and I'm so glad you checked in with me, and I am going to put your call in my logbook. I bought a brand new logbook, and I'm going to put yours in the first entry, and then I'm going to put the K6 call right under you. So thank you for checking in with me, Ms. Joy. I really appreciate that. Makes me feel good. KO4NUE, K3JOY. Go ahead, Mr. Gary.
KI4DOS, KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS. I'll get all that straight in a minute. Dad, I've been standing over here laughing so hard, my eyes is watering. I had a hard time taking my breath. I knew I was in trouble when she opened the door to the ham shack. And I just got up out of the chair and walked away and let her sit down. But I tell you what, me and you going to have to toe the line there, buddy, is all I can say, between your wife and mine. That's about all I've got over here on this end of town, Chad. I'll turn it back over to you. I know there's some more folks out there wanting to check in with you now. And we'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoy it there, young man, and look forward to doing it again. And let's let this week get over with, and then we'll go on and do something else and have some fun doing something else. But y'all take care, and we'll talk at you later. KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS. And that's Donkey on Skates, don't you forget it.
Well, pleasure talking to you, Gary, and you too, Miss Joy. Real pleasure. Okay, KI4DTY, you're next. Up on the stump, but Daniel 4I... Get a short QSO going with you. Let me see if there's any more stations wants to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I am sitting at 49 right now. One more station to make it 50. Anybody Alpha 3 Zulu want to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE or net control. KI4DTY, Mr. Daniel, next on the stump. Go ahead, sir. One second. It's calling station. No audio. I can hear you keying the repeater, but let's try one more time if that's somebody trying to check in. Please call KO4NUE or net control. No joy. No audio. Key in the repeater, but no audio. So we'll try one more time before we move on to the rag chew. We'll give you one more opportunity, sir. KI4DTY, nothing heard. Up to you, sir. You still in there, Daniel?
KI4DTY, I'm still here, Chad. How's it going tonight?
Today. It's been a tough day, and then... Tomorrow's gonna be another one with the hospital and all. But painting and all the buzz of Thanksgiving and everything else that comes along with that. We're just kind of waiting to see. I'm just kind of holding my breath, waiting to see what else is gonna happen. But how's things with you?
You know how it's going. It's all right, but definitely, I was sad to hear about Chris's mom, so please definitely give my condolences to him, and I'm sorry that you guys are going through that as a family. I know that's always tough, but I know that when you guys kind of huddle together as a family, it helps unite you, but prayers and best wishes are going out for you guys during this time, too, so... But no, and I heard that about, I guess you said your stepfather is going in for pacemaker?
That's correct. He's kind of jovial about it, which that's a good way to be, I guess. But I've been joking around with my mom. She doesn't think too much of the internet. She's, you know, that generation of the internet. And I got a feeling that my grandmother has a pacemaker too, and the hospital monitors her rhythm of her heart through the internet, I guess. I guess that's the best way to say that. In other words, it tells the hospital or a monitoring station the rhythm of her heart, and they'll make adjustments as needed through the internet. So I've been joking with my mom, telling her that, you know, hey, you're gonna have to get some faster Wi-Fi now, because Pop's got to keep the ticker running. So he just seems like he doesn't care either way. He's just being kind of jovial about it, but he's calling it his supercharger. So we've been laughing about that, but yeah, that's kind of what's going on here, I guess.
Told you before, my dad came home on Friday, and I tell you why, I have never seen him so, to be in as much pain as he was, I've never seen him so happy to come home. He just was ready to get out of that hospital, so after being there for about a week, he just was like, if I'm going to be in pain, I won't be in pain at home. So we were like, all right, let's bring him home then, so we brought him home. But no, it's, I'm sure you're in the same boat, but I am totally exhausted. And, it's just, I mean, it's not even time for me to go to bed yet. Yeah, I'll be up till 2-3 o'clock. So be drinking, some drinks or something here soon. But, it's funny, and I'm glad he's home, and, they have him. He can't move his arms. Let me let this recycle. Then he can't move his arms, so he has to tell him he had to act like a T-Rex. So he's got to keep his elbows down to his side and just kind of move his arms like a T-Rex. So it's kind of funny, but back to you.
Is he, are you going to start calling him T-Rex? Is he able to laugh about it at all, or is he just, I'm sure he's in a lot of pain, and I'm not trying to be jovial about it. I know y'all joke around a lot, so I'm just wondering how he's taking it.
No, he's taking it good. I mean, I always joke. I'm usually the one that goes over there and tries to make him laugh or something, but yeah, I started making T-Rex sounds, so he started laughing pretty hard, and I knew I had to stop because he really can't laugh too much, but he started laughing, and I tried to change it, but yeah, I started making T-Rex sounds and acting like I was trying to pick up the TV remote, but no, he's happy to be home, and I'm happy he's home too, so we're actually going to try to do Thanksgiving over there with my family. Like I told you, we have a big family, six kids in my family, and all of us are, well, all but one is married, and we have kids. So it's going to be, with our small little group, it's going to be about 28 people. So it'll be fun, but I think it'll be good for my dad because he misses seeing the grandkids and stuff, and that kind of brings life to him. So I think it'll be good, even if he has to stay upstairs half the time. But I'm glad he's home. So, but I definitely felt for you today and wanted to reach out, but I didn't want to interrupt because I wasn't sure when the service was and stuff. And thanks to Patrick to let me know, you know, a little bit what was about the service, because I wasn't sure when that was going on. Last me and you talked it was going to be Saturday, but I wasn't sure.
Well, it was a good service. I got a little bit, I had a little bit of a situation, so she was buried there at the church where they had the service, so they just, you know, just rolled her casket on up. The graveyard's there right beside the church. So they were having graveside service, and there was a bunch of people that stayed down under the carport at the church. So I'm a little bit hard of hearing anyway. I've lost a little bit of hearing in the military, and I was trying to listen to what the pastor was saying at the graveside service, and they were just down there laughing and just being loud enough to where it was, you know, I couldn't hear what was going on. And the family was upset, and I know they were struggling. Everybody was struggling to hear because of, you know, all the noise went down that was going on down there. So let's just say I got them quiet pretty quick, and I'll leave it at that. But I didn't think that was appropriate at all, and I let them know real quick, you know. But we got through it, and maybe that'll bring a little bit of closure to the family, as much as you can have, I guess. But just what a week. I'll get through the next couple of days, and then, you know, we'll have family over and we can get through that. But, yeah, so just keep it light with your dad and, you know, try to joke with him and keep it as light as you can, you know. But other than that, Daniel, you got anything else on your mind tonight? I'm starting to show my tired a little bit.
Nope, I hear you, buddy. I understand. Yeah, make sure you get some rest tonight. I'll keep it short and sweet, so I'll definitely say 7-3s. I'll still be on the side listening, but it was good to talk to you, and I'm glad you called the net tonight, and just so happened to turn it on and caught you at the last minute there. But hearts and prayers with you guys. But, yeah, I'll be clear. All right, thanks.
Daniel, appreciate you checking in with us. And if you don't mind, stay on frequency after the net just for a second. I want to talk with you just for a second. But let me close the net out. All right, any more stations, Alpha 3 Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE or net control.
This is WDRON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. All that might make you busy.
Station. I didn't quite get all of that. Just a little bit of noise on your signal. I got Whiskey Delta 8. That's all I got, sir. Try again, please.
WDRON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November.
8RON. Can you give me your name and location, sir?
Name is Ed, Echo Delta. I'm halfway between Brevard and Rockland. Just off of
8 Romeo Oscar November, Mr. Ed, in between Brevard and Roslyn. You, sir, won the door prize. You are number 50 on the check-in. You can check in on Wednesday night, and Mr. Gary can give you your door prize, which is nothing, but you did you did check in at number 50. Just want to let you know, sir. Appreciate you checking with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This is KO4NUE. Any more stations for Alpha through Zulu? Are there any additional stations that I missed for comments or ragged you? So stand by and I'll send the net report. I'll return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73 to all on the net, and it's been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE, and I am clear. DTY, KO4NUE.
KI4DTY, how's it going? Do you want to go to our other station or stay here?
here just for a second. I want to work with your mic gain just a little bit and get your Yaesu running at where you sound really good. I think you're just a little bit hot on the mic, but I want you to stay here on this frequency so we can get your mic gain straightened out just for a second. I mean, it's not bad at all, and I hope I'm not embarrassing you at all, Daniel. It's not what I'm trying to do. I just want to get your mic gain straightened out. So bring up your menu till you find mic gain for a second.
You bet. You already know I'm trying to learn at this thing, so it doesn't bother me. Menu. Are you talking about the FM list?
FM list, and then hit the forwarder back until you see mic gain.
Mic gain?
What number are you on, Daniel?
50.
All right, scale it back a little bit to, let's say, 40. Let's try that.
That sound. Is it just sounding like I'm peeking out, like I'm overdriving the mic?
A little bit. It's not bad at all. Bring it on down to, let's say, 35. Let's try that.
1, 2, 3. How about that? I could, I guess maybe I'm just too close to the mic as well. I wasn't sure, and I didn't want to not be close enough where you guys could hear me. I'm just talking to see how it sounds. All right?
Let's get the mic gain adjusted to where you always talk with it. You pretty close. Pretty close. Bring it down to 30. Let's try that.
All right. I got it down to 30 and talking now and see how it sounds and trying to fluctuate a little bit, see if it's peaking out at all. All right. How's that sound?
That's perfect. That's absolutely perfect. I think you're doing the radio justice. So, sounds good. Sounds real good. All right, Daniel, I'm going to call it quits with you, bud. I need to just relax my mind a little bit. That's just been a lot to take in today. Not trying to be rude or nothing, but I am wiped out.
Dude, totally understand, not a big deal, and I want you to get the rest. What you doing tomorrow?
It's pacemaker day. I'll go get the turbocharger put in. And that starts at 8. Mom's wanting to, you know, take him to the hospital and all that. And I'm just not going to let her do that. I told her I'd come pick them both up. And drop them off at the hospital. They're going to let her go back with him. And then I'm going to go take care of some errands in town. Might do a little bit of Christmas shopping. I don't know yet, but we'll see how that goes. But I don't like hospitals too well, and they're not gonna let me in there anyway. So might as well try to do something constructive while I'm in that area. I'm not sure what it is I'll do, but I'll find something to get in trouble with.
You're there. Well, I mean, don't be afraid to give me a call, but I hear you there. Definitely get your rest, and, yep, I understand the hospital's not going to let too many people in there, so I ended up sneaking into the hospital where my dad was. They didn't want to let me back there, but I managed to get back there anyway, so. But, nope, get some rest tonight, and I understand, rest that brain of yours. You only got a few cells left, so let's keep them. All right, have a good one. 73 KI4 DTY.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one. Yeah, so I heard they got a new knife store there in Greenville. I'm going to see if I can go find one of those foot throwing knives that you had when you was little. I'm sure they got some of them. I'm gonna buy me and you a set of them so next time we meet we can try that game out.
That sounds good. I'd appreciate that. I guess I hope you're good at the game. We'll see. Where is that new knife store at? I wasn't aware of that.
I'm just
trying to segue into the joke. So you took it. That's all that matters.
You got me good.
Yep. I was at Cabela's today. I was doing a little bit of Christmas shopping while I was trying to take care of some errands over there, too. So, but anyways, get some rest. Tell Miss Anna I said hi as well. And have a good one, buddy.
I'm going to close out with this, but I'm going to get you one of them little keychain knives so you can throw at my foot. And then I'm going to get one for me that's got a big long blade on it and got a 22 caliber barrel on the top of it. That'll be the one I throw at your foot.
That's all right. You haven't seen me throw. I could do some pretty big damage with that little keychain knife. So you better watch it.
That's good, bud. That's a good one. you are to beat. You always got one to come back with. So anyway, Daniel, 73 to you, bud. And you have a good week. I'll give you a holler on the cell phone. I don't know, in a day or so. Let things calm down here, and let me get a little bit of rest, and we'll link up. Might head up the range on Thanksgiving or something. We'll see. I'll give you a holler. KL4NUE, KI4DTY. I'll be clear on your final, Daniel.
Thank you, sir. Yep. Yeah, give me a call. It's not a big deal. It's nothing important other than chew the fat. But, let me know if you need anything, and if there's something pops up that you need help with, let me know, and I'll make it work, make it happen. And other than that, get some rest, and good night to you, sir. 7 and 3s. KI4DTY, KO4NUE. Good night.